Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joining Portland and Seattle, the New York City government is going to court to stop the Trump administration from blocking federal funding for New York City based on New York's being labeled as one of three so-called anarchist cities. WCBS reporter Rich Lamb joins us now. Rich, the mayor and the city's chief lawyer spoke about this lawsuit today. Did they explain why they're taking action now?
They did, Linda. Just for a bit of a framework now, you'll remember the Trump administration at one point threatened massive ICE raids. Those did not happen. Washington also said federal troops or officers would be sent in during disturbances earlier this year, and that didn't materialize either. But in this case, the action was triggered by what the lawyers have nicknamed the president's anarchist memo, followed by the attorney general Barr's designating Portland and Seattle and New York as anarchist jurisdictions. And then an application for federal transit funding was discovered to have a stipulation that the so-called anarchist cities would automatically be ineligible for federal dollars. Well, at that point, the cities concluded the administration looked pretty serious about taking action, thus the lawsuit to prevent the funding from being blocked.
So how does the city rate its chances for success?
Well, Linda, the city's corporation counsel, Jim Johnson, said we expect to prevail. Well, the complaint labels the phrase anarchist jurisdiction a fabrication. Mayor de Blasio got a bit more colorful. The mayor described the phrase as a figment of Donald Trump's troubled imagination and added, the only anarchy in this nation is coming from the White House. Well, the city's chief lawyer called the Trump administration's moves arbitrary and capricious. He said there's no basis in law, there's no basis in fact for this anarchist determination, and yet they're going to use it to determine who does and who does not get federal funding. The mayor called it unconstitutional and vowed we'll beat them in court.
That's WCBS reporter Rich Lamb. Thanks so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.